Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring will be in Devils Lake and Fargo today outlining changes in the state's grain inspection program. The legislature transferred the inspection program to the Agriculture Department this summer. During the town hall meetings, Goring will also discuss the interim legislative study about grain inspections.
Day two of the National Press Foundation Fellowship Training brought journalists to the Bayer facility at Chesterfield, Missouri. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has that story.
Writers and broadcasters from across the U.S. learned about the research and development process at Bayer. From gene editing to product testing, there are several components that make new hybrids, varieties, and crop protection possible for farmers. A lot of that internal support is provided by the Bayer Technical Development Center. Here's center lead Chet Barber.
It's understanding what our scientists and researchers need so they can provide a really good end product to our growers and our farmers. So when you think about our seed chipping platform, that's something that we've been involved with from day one, pairing with our automation engineering team, understanding the needs of that researcher.
Beyond the science and technology associated with agriculture, journalists also heard from ag leaders and farmers. Earlier in the day, United Soybean Board CEO Polly Ruland talked about the challenges and opportunities in the industry. During a farmer panel, Megan Kaiser, who farms northwest of St. Louis in the Bowling Green, Missouri area, shed light on those challenges. Out of 5,000 acres, the Kaisers will be lucky to harvest 150 acres total of corn and soybeans this year.
We flooded in late March, which was fine. We got cleaned up and got everything kind of put back together, planted our corn, got all of our fertilizer applied, even had all of our crop protection applied, and the rain started. By May 30th, the levee broke, and we are still waiting to be able to move my in-laws back into their home on our fifth-generation homestead.
Reporting agriculture's business from St. Louis, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.
Dry.